H in the acronym Christmas represents history. Day 4, a pagan festival.
Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. Colossians 2, 16 and 17. As we continue our journey to the heart of Christmas, let's pause for just a moment to consider a common concern raised every year regarding the validity of celebrating Christ's coming. Namely, that when Christmas was originally instituted, December 25th was a pagan festival commemorating the birthday of a false god. In response, we should first acknowledge that this is substantially true. As noted by Dr. Paul Meyer, eminent professor of ancient history at Western Michigan University, the Romans of the time not only celebrated their Saturnalia festival at the close of December, but they also thought that December 25th marked the day of the winter solstice when they observed the pagan festival of Sol Invictus, the unconquerable sun, which was just in the act of turning about to aim northward once again. While this indeed is a historical fact, what is frequently overlooked is the reason the early Christian church chose December 25 as their day of celebration. The purpose was not to Christianize a time of pagan revelry, but to establish a rival celebration. As such, Christmas was designated as a spiritually edifying holiday or holy day on which to proclaim the supremacy of the Son of God over superstitions concerning such gods as Saturn, the god of agriculture, and Sol Invictus, the unconquerable sun god. While the world has all but forgotten the Greco-Roman gods of antiquity, it is annually reminded that 2,000 years ago, Christ, the hope of humanity, invaded time and space. But as Christians, we perceive an even greater reality. Each year, as we celebrate the first advent of Christ, we are simultaneously reminded of the second advent, in which the old order of things will pass away, and Christ, our Lord, will put all things to right. As the prophet Zechariah put it, "Shout and be glad, O daughter of Zion, for I'm coming, and I will live among you, declares the Lord. Many nations will be joined with the Lord in that day and will become my people. I will live among you, and you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you." If you can't celebrate this, pray tell, what can you celebrate?